Okay, I watched this clip, and Drew Barrymore is really not a talk show host.
I know. It's.
Okay. I love her. She's adorable. I like her movies. She's super cute.
And this is coming from somebody who has also been told this a lot. You need to calm down. And I get it. Like, I get it. I also literally, before the show, I have to like fist pump in the air to like get some energy out.
You and Steve both.
I know. That's why I'm scared.
He makes noises and screams as we go into the segments to get his energy.
Yeah, it's so bizarre.
And I have to tell myself to talk slower, slow down.
Me too.
Enjoy the company. So I get it. And I would
favor the moment, you know?
Totally. And I would make a terrible host.
I don't think you would.
On TV, yeah, I've got all the ticks and twitches. But like, she has that problem where she's so excitable.
Yes, yes.
And it's hard. It's hard to watch. And again, like looking in a mirror, I'm projecting on her.
Such is the case with this clip.
Yes, tell me it.
Okay,
yeah.
So she was on the Drew Barrymore show, and she asked Kira to tell a story about why she was banned from Tom Cruise's house. If you start this clip where I mentioned to start it, you'll hear her tell the story. It's quite embarrassing.
Kick it.
It was a sad moment, but it was a funny story. So I was pregnant. I was very pregnant. And we got invited over for dinner because I've worked with Tom, but Kev was doing I did Born on the 4th of July, but he was doing A Few Good Men. And so we got invited over for dinner with like lots of famous people like Demi Moore and Bruce Willis because she was in the movie. And oh, God, who else? Rob Reiner was there. It was a flow. And Nicole was there.
One of those nights.
It was one of those nights that, you know, I often don't get invited to. And so there was this like fireplace mantle. And I was looking around and there was this little button underneath the mantle. And a little button. And I was like, ooh, what's that little button? So I pressed the little button because I just thought, maybe something interesting will happen.
Like the wall will turn around.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Nothing happened. And then I got a little nervous. It's like, oh, nothing happened. That doesn't seem right. So I tapped Tom on the shoulder, who was in the middle of a story. And I said, I pressed this button down here. And he was like, you pressed that button? And I said, yeah, I pressed that button. And he goes, that's the panic button. And so the cops came. They had to stop the screening.
They had to see Tom.
Yeah, they just
see
him.
If I was a police officer who showed up, I'd ask to just make sure that Tom was okay.
Right. I think there were more than like five cop cars.
Oh,
it was
God.
It was something. I didn't get invited back.
I can relate.
I hope he doesn't still live there because now you just told everyone that he has a panic button. That's my first thought because I'm all about insurance and secrets and, you know, keeping people's personal information personal. That's just me.
Yeah.
I'm like a careful Carol in that
way. I would have never thought of that.
What did you think of when you heard that story?
I thought, like,
that's something I would do.
Yes.
I would touch that button.
If you have a button, you and I both, I know you. And if there's a button there, it's like Dennis the Menace in that scene from the when he's just looking at the garage door opener and he just wants to push it, but he's not
so
supposed
bad.
To.
So bad, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't handle buttons. If they're there, I want to push them.
As soon as she mentioned it, you just have that drop in your stomach. You're like, you know that that's a panic button.
I would not have known what that was. I actually would have thought that the wall would flip around.
Also cool.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
And also secretive and maybe should know. I don't know. It's so funny to hear your insight of like, now you blew up his spot because maybe it's actually a little bit less so because you think, well, now I don't want that guy has a panic button.
I'm not touching that house.
He's far more prepared than I thought
right.
he'd be.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Cool
so
story.
I was just really cool story.
Yes.
I wish I had like a cool panic button. Or
I'm
room.
Not convinced that you're trying to throw us off that you don't have.
Yeah, that's something I would do for sure.